obviously a tough start tonight, but that final 40 minutes, what turned in your hockey club's favor to get a big point out of this one?
You know, they stayed with it. We're not going out in the first periods and grossly underperforming, right? They're giving you what they have back there, and they're doing their very best, and we get behind it a little bit. Maybe a little more risk comes into our game. I don't think so. I think they protect the lead a little bit, but we didn't quit, and they battled, and it's a good point.
You'd like to think that maybe this can be a catalyst for some of them, because it's been a couple of tough days. What Patena was able to do, and that was certainly a catalyst.
You know what? If you could measure and quantify heart and soul or the importance of a guy like that and in the game, and it was like our team, you know, he made a mistake that he didn't like. It ends up in the back of the net and just doesn't quit on the game. You know, it kept going out there, and we needed him. And he did what he could do at that point to help his team win a hockey game or come back into a game or stay in the fight, maybe, is where we're at that point in time. Nicky's goal is huge because now we're talking about completely different things between the second and the third, which is some great strength and rushes on the way up the ice.
Sammy
hurt himself in the pre-skate warm-up getting ready.
Soccer?
I don't know. It's out there. It wasn't the football. That's all I'll admit to. There was no football being played. Yeah, he got hurt and couldn't go. We'll get it looked at tomorrow when we get back.
No idea what it is.
Well, I know exactly what it is. Lower body's what I'll give you. But I won't know the extent of it until we get looked at tomorrow. But there was no 50-50 on that one. He couldn't play.
And if there's smarts going on, I apologize because it's serious business. But you just wonder, you've had two of them this year. At what point, you don't shut it down, they all do it.
No, there's 31 teams in the league playing soccer as a warm-up. We've had our quota of all of these injuries. It was filled 3 months ago, but certainly I'd like to think we've paid it forward to the point that we could get healthier.
Did it feel like a one-shot game in the third?
When it got to 3-2, for sure. We were hanging around it, and then when it got to 3-2, it was right there. We had a bunch of guys we ran real, real hard in that third period and light straight through, but they didn't slow down. They kept going. That's a huge goal by Mark on effort alone. And I'm glad we got the point because it's so critical. I would have liked to, you'd like to win that game. Gets to a shootout. Lauren was just really good and a big piece of us getting to the shootout alone. So I'm hoping these men appreciate the work that they did tonight, and we can come in with a positive look at home.
What goes into Kyle going with those guys, and then also two on the 3-on-3, the 3-4 set that you ran?
We're not a lot of guys that in the league on our back end now who've been parts of offense or overtime games. So the 3-4s. And we're not scoring a whole lot. I've tried to spread it around a little bit. It seemed on zone time that Kuznetsov line was giving us all we could handle. And I wasn't going to get that match with Shipes, so I put Kopp with two guys. Harkins and Jack Roswick worked tonight, and that put Ehlers back with Patty and the new guy in the middle. And I liked it. I liked those guys coming out in the three-hole. I think they can take advantage at times. But those other three guys, we know they can score, and we're looking for goals right now.
What have you liked about Cody in these two games?
Oh, it's just the same thing I said the first time. He's a gamer, good on faceoffs, hard on plays. He can make some plays with these guys. You know, he can skate with them, and he's a good pro. Go ahead, I got time.
I'm not trying to go to fine out of you, but there's two hits on Pionk and Laine there that seem questionable at
yeah I mean least. I don't know I looked at the Neil Pionk hit again, and I'm not looking for one on that. Neil's going to hit, I can't tell from where he is whether his elbow gets up. If that's just a kind of a arm shoulder, fine. I'm fine with that collision. They got some guys that bang a little bit.